The FDA is soon expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID vaccine for youngsters ages 12 to 16, setting up shots for many before the beginning of the next school year. In addition, Pfizer said it's expecting to seek authorization for its vaccine among children between 6 months and 2 years in the fourth quarter of this year. In-depth analysis from Dr. Dean Finelli, attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington. He's an expert on legal affairs for biotech and pharmaceutical products. Dean, what's developing?
Certainly the use is being expanded. Trials are being conducted in kids 12 to 15, as well as younger, even 6 months and older. And it looks like in that cohort of children ages 12 to 15, we could see the FDA authorize or amend the authorization for Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine to include children down to 12 years old within the next week.
So back up just 1 second. Parents are okay with having their kids being part of this trial?
It looks like, you know, there was about 2,200 children that participated in the trial. Half would have gotten the placebo, half would have gotten the vaccine, and it's the same vaccine that's being administered to, and that's currently authorized in children 18 or 16, as well as adults. So it has been administered in tens of millions of people. When you look at the age group 12 to 15, you'd imagine that biology is pretty similar to adults.
Yeah.
And the effects, the efficacy is very high, 100% efficacy in that cohort of 12 to 15-year-olds in the trial.
That's remarkable. And we want our kids to be vaccinated. The only reason I ask that in that way is that isn't it good for the immune system sometimes for them to be fighting something off?
Yeah, that's going to be a debate that we'll hear. Certainly getting kids vaccinated, you know, we think of flu, it will help kids. We know that just statistically when we look at this, children are very unlikely to really get the severe symptoms of the virus. You know, there have been over 3 million cases of the virus that are known in children, and there have been a couple hundred deaths in children that are related to the virus. So, you know, while that's unfortunate, statistically it is very low. So that's going to be a debate we'll hear, whether parents want to get their children vaccinated, but certainly that will help in our goal to get to herd immunity.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Dean Finelli, attorney with Cooley LLP. He's an expert on legal affairs for biotech and pharmaceutical products, and we're talking about the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Do we really need to be vaccinating our teenagers, or is this Pfizer seeing an opportunity for a new customer base?
Yeah, that's a great point, and I think we'll see a lot of parents that were kind of the first in line when they were allowed to get them as adults. You know, we started off with people that were high risk over 65. As we opened it up, you know, we're seeing there's certainly a slowdown in the number of people getting the vaccine. And I think similarly, we'll see that in adults that allow their kids to get vaccinated. But it's going to be an interesting debate. I'm up in the air with it because you raise a good point, you know, about natural immunity. This is not that severe in kids. So do we really need it? And the other question is, you know, you look at countries like India, other parts of the world that are really suffering. We know the Biden administration is now discussing whether we ship some of this vaccine that we have available in the U.S. abroad. And this is going to raise an interesting ethical question. Do we vaccinate our kids knowing they're so low risk?
On a somewhat separate track here, too, we're looking at Pfizer approaching the FDA about formal approval for this vaccine. Right? That would allow Pfizer to market directly to consumers if the FDA were to give formal approval instead of just Pfizer being granted emergency use authorization?
Exactly. Now, under emergency use authorization, that's, you know, obviously in the pandemic situation, that is allowed during this situation only. And, you know, you're basically looking at, do the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks? And clearly they do. So it's more of a formality at this point. They will be allowed to do it. But technically, you know, when you administer as an authorized vaccine, it is still considered experimental. Once they have an approval, obviously it would be an approved. All the data would have been looked at in much greater detail. Largely in this case, more symbolic, but you're absolutely right. It would allow Pfizer to do a little more getting it out there, information out there.
Thank you, Dean. Dr. Dean Finelli, attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington. By the way, the Wall Street Journal says the Biden administration plans on making Pfizer vaccine doses quickly available to adolescents if the company gets emergency authorization from the FDA.